making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so I was kind of mentioning a few minutes ago that the Joker's fedora hat sold in an auction. And here's the story. Propstore.com has told us that over 900 pieces of memorabilia from film and movies have recently been sold, totaling $5.8 million at the auction.
Wow.
An item on the list of this memorabilia is the popular fedora hat worn by Jack Nicholson in the 1989 movie Batman. Here's, let's see, this isn't working. There it is. Aha! This is the music from Batman.
Oh, yeah.
So it sold for $50,000.
That's insane.
Yep.
It's a hat.
Other iconic items that were sold were including Maverick's bomber jacket from Top Gun. $67,000 for that. And then also Marty McFly's 2015 jacket from Back to the Future Part 2. $31,000 sold at the auction.
So where does this money go? Is it going to a charity at least?
Maybe to buy more memorabilia?
Wow.
I know. Who has that money to spend?
Correct. Think about all the people that could have fed.
I mean, you know, I'm the biggest fan of Batman. But I'll tell you what, that 1989 movie wasn't all that great.
I'll take a car over that hat any day. So check this out. The mayor of a Kentucky town was arrested for a DUI after a late night White Castle run went very badly. So, Beverly Chester Burton, mayor of the Louisville suburb of Shively, Kentucky, fell asleep in the White Castle drive-thru. After someone knocked on her window to wake her up, she hit the gas and struck the back of a truck before crashing into a utility pole. They say she obviously failed multiple sobriety tests at the scene and was booked into jail on a DUI charge. Did we have something else about somebody else falling asleep in a White Castle drive-thru that we talked about a couple months ago?
I don't remember. It was a couple months ago? I don't remember what I had for dinner last night. Come on.
Wow. And then finally, Warner Brothers has just given us another reason to look forward to 2021. They're going to release all their 2021 movies in theaters and on HBO Max simultaneously. There will be 17 films available exclusively on HBO Max for 1 month, and then they will return to theaters only. The list is subject to change, but here are some of the movies in production, such as Godzilla vs. Kong, The Suicide Squad, a DC film, and Matrix 4. Other films that will be available are Mortal Kombat, Tom and Jerry, Space Jam, A New Legacy, and King Richard with Will Smith.
Whoa.
Right?
I don't know where I got this music from, but it sounded very cinematic.
It does.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.